Blog Talk Radio.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one.
Hey! He saw the best in me
when everyone else around me
could only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me
when everyone else around me
could only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, see, he is mine, and I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it.
Yeah, girl.
And that he is
mine.
He's mine.
He's mine.
Said it doesn't matter what
I did. It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me for who I am.
Well, bless the Lord, everybody. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. You were listening to He Saw the Best in Me by Dr. Marvin Sapp, Pastor Marvin Sapp. He saw the best in me. Amen, amen. Truly, we thank God for another opportunity to be on this radio broadcast with a time of reflection. Amen. Sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen. It's an honor and a privilege. Amen. And I am so thankful that God have entrusted us to come on this radio broadcast Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays and celebrate what God is doing in the lives of his people. Amen, amen. We count it a privilege and an honor. Amen. I was thinking about, excuse me, just canceling the show. I have a little cold going on. And also, many of you all know I'm here in New Orleans, Louisiana, and today is Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras. And these people here in this city celebrate for about 2 weeks. Amen. Fat Tuesday is called Fat Tuesday because it's the day before Ash Wednesday, the day before the Lenten season for some. Amen. And I tell you, these people has been celebrating nonstop for about 2 weeks. Again, it doesn't move me because guess what? I was born and raised in this city. I did this as a young girl, amen, a kid, all the way up until my adulthood. So it doesn't move me anymore, amen. It's a joy to see the children out having fun and those that participate there in the street. And this is a day when they don't even consider color. Amen. It crosses all denominations. Amen. Every cultural background. You see some of everybody out in the street just celebrating, dancing, and having fun. Amen. Amen. And that's good for those that do. I'm not knocking them. Amen. But I don't participate. Amen. And I just try to stay in a mode where I can just appreciate God and appreciate his beauty. And we certainly pray for those that's out here in the city of New Orleans partying. And I pray that there'll be no mishaps and everybody will just enjoy one another and just have a good time. Amen. But I'm here today, amen, because I want to celebrate what God has done in my life, and then in the lives of those that call in and listen to this broadcast. Amen. We thank God for you all. Amen. We're having a little difficulty connecting, but nevertheless, we're going to stay focused. Amen. Amen. I know God is great, and he's greatly to be praised. Amen. And truly, I can always say something on behalf of what God has done in my life, amen, and what I'm seeing him doing in the lives of my family, saints, and friends, amen. Jesus is great. Hallelujah. He's the greatest thing that ever happened to me. Somebody saying he is the best thing that ever happened to me. Well, I can tell you with all sincerity, he is the best thing that ever happened to me. Truly, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I don't know where I would be today. So I celebrate Jesus. I celebrate life. Amen. Today is the day that the Lord has made, and we are certainly rejoicing, and we're glad in it. Amen. Every day that the Lord renew his mercy is another opportunity to tell him thank you. Amen. So we thank God for just being who he is. Amen. We're not going to hold you long. Amen. We don't see our callers on the line thus far. Amen. I'm not able to see everybody. Amen. But I am still going to try to connect through my phone line. Having a little problem with the internet connections today. Amen. But nevertheless, we're going to say something on behalf of the Lord. Amen. We certainly moving on into a series this week, amen, that we can all participate in. We're going to move into talking about the Acts of the Apostles, amen, and that is in the book of Acts. This is our third year visiting this series, amen, where we go through 28 chapters in the book of Acts. Amen. And we're going to begin this series on tomorrow. Amen. So we're going to just lift up the name of Jesus today by way of prayer. Amen. And we're going to certainly do us on today, and then we're going to get on off the line. Amen. We certainly are having problems with our connection. Amen. But I'm going to go quickly to my mega phone and see if I can open up the switchboard through that operation. Nevertheless, we're still celebrating God's goodness. We're still celebrating what he has been in our lives. Amen. Amen. So we thank God for each and every one of you all that are tuned in by way of internet and also by the way of the telephone line. Amen. We're going to visit, amen, Psalms 37 today, and tomorrow we will be opening with our series, The Acts of the Apostles. Amen. But the Lord just laying on my heart to turn to Psalms 37. Amen. And I'm going to be reading this out of the New International Version. Amen. The NIV version. We're going to be reading out of that on today. Amen. 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 I'm trying to open up this switchboard. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right. We're going to read Psalm 37. Amen. And we're going to, just a moment, bear with me just for a few more seconds. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God that he always, he always give us the mind to create. You know, God is a creative God. Amen. He's a progressive God. Hallelujah. And that's why we give him praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. As we look at this particular psalm, amen, this psalm also has about 40 different verses in this particular psalm. Amen. So we're looking at Psalm 37. And it says, let's just open up with the word of prayer first. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today for another day. Another day to be in the land of the living. Another day to give you glory. Another day to say thank you. Thank you for being so kind. Thank you for being so wonderful. Thank you, Lord God, for going before us, God, and making ways out of no ways. Thanking you, Lord God, for a mind, hallelujah, to stay in your presence. For we know in your presence there is fullness of joy. We thank you for being in the ark of safety. For we know that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and they are safe. We thank you for having a safe haven this morning, this afternoon rather. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. God, we thank you, hallelujah, for being God all by yourself. We thank you for watching over our families. We thank you for our pastors and our leaders. God, we thank you for being able to pray. We thank you, Lord God, for all the activities activities of our limbs. Hallelujah. Somebody awakened this morning and they didn't have any eyes to see. Somebody don't have ears to hear. Somebody don't have legs to walk. Somebody don't even have hands that they can raise to praise you. Oh, God, but we're thanking you for the activities of our limbs. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name, God. For this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. God, we thank you for our listeners, hallelujah, that call in faithfully. We thank you for those that listen on the internet, God. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We realize that we can't do anything without you, God. We realize that without you, God, we would fail. Oh, God, that's why we praise you today. That's why we give you glory today. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. We lift up every pastor that have graced us on this broadcast, every bishop, amen, every evangelist, every prophet and prophetess, amen, that have come on this broadcast. Hallelujah. We thanking you for them, God. We're giving you praise for them today, God. Glory to God. Lord God, I even bring my mother before you today, God. We asking you to strengthen her, God. Touch her body right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for healing in her body right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Go to 2200 General Taylor Street in New Orleans, Louisiana, and touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, God. We bless you today, God. Remember my sister Danielle, God. Remember the attorneys as they travel to New Orleans on our behalf this week, God. God, we already see freedom. We taste freedom on Danielle's behalf. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're tasting it for God. God, remember my son, God. Continue to strengthen him, God. Keep him, Lord God. Remember all those that are imprisoned this morning, God, this afternoon, God. Let your angels visit them. Comfort them, Lord God, and let them know that you haven't forgotten him, God. Remember your people all over the globe. Remember our president, God. Remember our police force that's here in New Orleans, Louisiana, and all around the nation, God. Shield and protect them, Lord God. We know that some abuse their privileges and some abuse their rights and their liberty, God. But you are God. That'll never forget us, God. You remember when others forget, God. And for that we give you glory. For that we give you praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Help us today to just speak a word, God, that would encourage somebody. Everybody in the nation is not celebrating Mardi Gras. Everybody in the nation is not partying in the streets today, God. Some people are in their jobs. Some people are in their homes, God. Some people are in other places, God. Oh, but the same God, that was today, to yesterday, and forevermore. You always be kind. You always be gracious, God. And that's why we love you today, God. We love you, God, and we give you glory, and we give you praise in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, 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 thank you. God, lift up hung down heads, God. Somebody's discouraged today. Somebody may be going through something, God, and they can't see their way. They don't know which way to turn. They don't know which way to go, God, but you know everything, God. Lift up the hung down heads. Encourage somebody today, Lord, and let them know that you are great. Let them know that you're great and you're greatly to be praised, God. And for that, we give you glory. And for that, we give you praise today, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We love you, God. We love you, Jesus. We love you, God. God, and we're going to continue to praise you in spite of. We're going to continue to give you glory. Excuse me, in spite of what we're going through, in spite of what it seems like, God, we're going to call those things that's not as though they are, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Hallelujah. I'm going to read into your hearing today. Hallelujah. Psalms, the 37th division of Psalm. Oh, God, I bless you today, God. I give you glory today, God. Oh, I worship you, God. I worship you, God. Oh, I lift you up, Jesus. The 37th division of Psalm says, do not fret because of evil men. And I'm reading out the New International Version. Hallelujah. Do not fret because of evil men or be envious of those who do wrong. Ah, glory to God. Let me read that again. Glory to God. Do not fret because of evil men or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Don't be envious of people that are wicked. Don't be envious of people that are evil. For those that do wrong, for the Bible say they will soon wither away. They're going to be like green plants. They will soon die. No Messiah. Verse 3 says, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Delight yourself in the Lord. Listen to this, people of God. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Many times we're not getting the desires of our heart because we're not delighting ourselves in the Lord. Verse 5 says, commit your way to the Lord. What are you saying? Make a commitment that I'm going to live holy. Make a commitment that I'm going to live right. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. He said, commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn. I'm reading out the New International Version. Hallelujah. The justice of your cause, like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways. Let me say that again. Be still before the Lord. Just a moment. Glory to God. Jesus. Jesus. 1 second. Be still. I'm trying to promote. Glory to God. It's all right. Hallelujah, Lord God, you got this thing. It's in your hand. You don't know more, Shia. Sending everything fail. It says, commit your way to the Lord. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. What is God saying to us? When people plot and maneuver against you, don't fret about it. Wait patiently for God. And when they carry out their wicked schemes, do not fret, because they won't succeed in their ways. I'm at verse 8, say, refrain from anger. My God. And turn from wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil. For evil men will be cut off. Did you hear that, people of God? Evil men will be cut off. Jesus. Glory to God. I bless you today, God. Evil men will be cut off, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. A little while, and the wicked will be no more. Just give God a little while. God will take care of your enemies. Though you look for them, they will not be found. But the meek will inherit the land and enjoy great peace. The wicked plot against the righteous and gnash their teeth at them. But the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he knows their day is coming. The Lord is laughing at folks that are evil and are wicked, for he knows that their day is coming. The wicked draw the sword and bend the bow to bring down the poor and needy, to slay those whose ways are upright. But their swords will pierce their own hearts. They're going to hurt themselves with their own enemies, with their own devices, the weapons that they have created for you. God going to turn it around where they'll hurt themselves. They'll be like Haman, that hung a gallows to Mordecai, but him and his whole family was hung on the gallows. You remember that story? Come on. He said the wicked, I'm at verse 14, draw the sword and bend the bow to bring down the poor and needy, to slay those whose ways are upright. But their swords will pierce their own hearts, and their bows will be broken. Better the little that the righteous have. See, it's better to have a little and be righteous than to have plenty and be evil. I hear you today, God. Better the little that the righteous have than the wealth of many wicked. For the power of the wicked will be broken. But the Lord upholds the righteous. Glory to God. Say that again, Sister Benoit. But the Lord upholds the righteous. God, I bless you today. We're in Psalms chapter 37. Verse 18 said, the days of the blameless are known to the Lord, and their inheritance will endure forever. In times of disaster, they will not wither. In days of famine, they will enjoy plenty. But the wicked will perish. The Lord's enemies will be like the beauty of the fields. They will vanish vanish like smoke. Ah, glory to God. Did you hear that? The Lord's enemies will be like the beauty of the day, will vanish. Vanish like smoke. Ah, glory to God. The wicked borrow, listen to this, and do not repay. But the righteous give generously. Are you righteous today or are you wicked? Those the Lord blesses will inherit the land, but those he curses will be cut off. Oh, we almost getting there. We getting there. We getting there. If the Lord delights in a man's way, he makes his steps firm. When God delighted in our way, saints of God, he make our steps firm. Though he stumble, he will not fall. Though you may make a mistake, God say you won't fall. For the Lord upholds him with his hand. Now listen at what the psalmist David said. I was young and now I am old. Yet, listen, people of God, be encouraged today. Yet, I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread. They are always generous and lend freely. Their children will be blessed. Oh, God, I bless you today for this word. I don't know about you all, but I'm encouraging myself today. Ah, glory to God. I am encouraging myself today. Glory to God. Jesus. Ah, glory to God. Encourage yourself. Oh, Jesus. That's what David did. He encouraged himself in the Lord. Hey, you don't almost shy ya. Glory to God. I was young. And now I am old. Yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken. God will never forsake his people. God will never forsake his people. He said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread. They are always generous and lend freely. Their children will be blessed. Now, verse 27 is saying, turn from evil and do good. Uh-huh. Then you will dwell. Jesus. Then you will dwell. Hey, you know no more, Shia. Then you will dwell. Ah, yeah, no more, Shia, yeah, no more, Shia. Then you will dwell. Oh, glory to God. I bless you today, Jesus. Ah, yeah, no more, Shia. You will dwell in the land forever. For the Lord loves the just and will not forsake his faithful ones. Mother Charity, I'm reading from Psalms chapter 37, we don't have a speaker today. You know, they got Mardi Gras here in New Orleans, but I had to get on this line. I'm sitting in my car. I had to leave the house, too much traffic. But I was compelled to get on this line today. Ha, glory to God. I said, Lord, if you just give me a scripture, I'm going to do what you have put in my spirit to do. I don't care about the reveling. I don't care about the partiers out in the street. My window's raised up. It's cold here. It's not too cold. It's about 52 degrees. It was about 30-something, so the sun has come out, so it warmed up a little. Amen. Yeah. And I said, Lord, let them go. I did this in my younger days. Ah, glory to God. This stuff don't move me. It don't move me. Only what you, and as I see this, Mother, I see only what we do for Christ is going to last.
That's right.
Only what we do for Christ shall last.
Hallelujah.
They coming through the house looking at me, Craig. You're no. I've been to so many parades. I done been to enough parades to last me 2 lifetimes, 3 lifetimes. That don't interest me anymore. That don't move me, Baba. I'm working on my soul salvation.
Hallelujah.
Lord, say, work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling.
Lord, that's right.
So verse 27 says, turn from, I'm reading out of Psalm 37, Mother. I'm reading out the New International Version. And that was the only Bible I had at my disposal today. But that's all right. Glory to God. Verse 27 said, turn from evil and do good.
Yes.
Then you will dwell in the land forever.
Praise
for the Lord.
Lord
loves the just. Glory to God. And will not forsake his faithful ones.
Praise
they
the
will
Lord.
Be protected forever. But the offspring of the wicked, listen at what the Bible says, the offspring of the wicked will be cut off. The righteous will inherit the land and dwell in it forever. The mouth of the righteous man utters wisdom. Everything that comes out of the righteous man's mouth is wisdom. And his tongue speaks what is just. When you're righteous, God will give you the right words to speak. When you're righteous, God will give you an understanding. He will give you wisdom on how to speak, when to speak, and where to speak. That's the
Lord,
kind of God
you.
We serve. He said his tongue speaks what is just. And listen at what verse 31 says. The law of his God is in his heart. His feet do not slip. You know, David said, when I saw the prosperity of the wicked, my feet almost slipped. But this is saying the righteous man, his law is of God, and it's in his heart, and his feet do not slip. He said, verse 32, the wicked lie in wait for the righteous, seeking their very lives. But the Lord will not leave them in their power or let them be condemned when brought to trial. For the Lord and keep his way. He will exalt you to inherit, to inherit the land. God, I bless you today, Jesus.
Yes,
he will exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, God is telling us we're going to see it. See, we're going to see when these evil folks get cut off. We're going to see when they sit down and they devise all kind of schemes to get you to fall. They create things. They create lies. Hallelujah. They gossip from here to there. Glory to God, because guess what? They're in direct opposition of everything that you stand for. Let me bring up the King James Version now of that particular scripture. We're at, glory to God, we're at Psalm 37, verse 34. Say, wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it.
Mm-hmm.
You see that? God is telling us we gonna see him cut down. That's not, that don't mean that we're getting any glory in it, but we know one thing. You might get by, but you'll never get away.
You'll never
get away, mama. Hallelujah.
No,
when the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. Verse 35 said, I have seen the wicked. I'm in the King James Version now. I have seen the wicked in great power and fading himself like a green bay tree. Everything that looks good is not good. Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mirage. It's a facade. Hallelujah. It's fake. It ain't real. Glory to God. I have seen the wicked in great power spreading himself like a green bay tree. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. See, folks want you to think that they got it going on. They want you to think that, hey, we got this. Everything is working for our good. Uh-huh. We can do dirt. We can do wrong. We can come against everybody. But guess what? We still gonna live. Hallelujah. We still gonna eat off the fat of the land. But I beg to differ with you. Oh, yeah, no more shy. Hallelujah. Bishop Benson Singleton preached a message once. You might get by, but you won't get away. Hey, you know, no more shy. So don't worry about what these folks is doing around you. I'm not worrying about them for it. And that's their Mardi Gras. I'm not here for the Mardi Gras. God sent me back home. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To break up some fallow ground. He sent me back home to be a witness. He sent me back home for my light to so shine that men may see my good work. Glory to God. I'm looking for souls. Hallelujah. I'm looking for laborers. Hallelujah. Those that's going to give their life to the Lord. Those that said, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. Hallelujah. That's what God is looking for. Excuse me, hallelujah. That's what God is looking for. He said, I've seen the wicked in great power. This is King David wrote this psalm and spread it himself like a green bay tree. Excuse me. But verse 36 said, yet he passed away. And lo, he was not. What are you saying, Sister Bernard? Amen. Their time is going to run out. The Bible said, what profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? What profit me to go out in the street and boogie woogie? Hallelujah, and get all the things that the world offers. Hallelujah, but my soul is lost. Hallelujah, to gain all the riches. Hallelujah, to travel to all the different countries and go on exotic vacation, and then I lose my soul. Moses said, I'd rather suffer with the people of God. I'd rather endure affliction with the people of God. Hallelujah. He said, verse 36, yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yet I saw him, but he could not be found. Hallelujah. Verse 37 says, mark the perfect man. Mark that perfect man. If you find somebody among you that is perfect, we know that none of us are perfect, but we're striving for perfection. Every day we're striving for perfection, Mother Charity. Hallelujah. Mark the perfect man. And behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. The perfect man, if you can find one that is holding up the lampstand banner, if you can find one that is preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, if you can find one that's not lying, that's not whoremongering, hallelujah, that's not, hallelujah, making a mockery of God's word, mark that man. Mark that man, for the Bible says, for the end of that man is peace. God gonna give that man some peace. But listen at what else he says in verse 38. He said, but the transgressors, we know that the way of a transgressor is hard, but the transgressors shall be destroyed together. Hallelujah. What are you saying, Sister Bernard? Together they're going to be destroyed. The end of the wicked, the Bible says, shall be cut off. But verse 39 said, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them. Why? Because they trust in him. I don't care what's going on around me, Mother. I'm going to stay true to God. Because I know where he brought me from. I knew I was a wretch one day. I knew he reached down and he grabbed me out of the pits of hell. He gave me another opportunity. He gave me a second, a third, dollars, and I dare not throw that away for a party in the street. I dare not throw that away for a one-night stand. I dare not throw that away for a lottery ticket. I dare not throw that away, hallelujah, to get out the will of God. Oh, I bless him today. I bless him today, mother. I bless him today. God has been so good to me. I owe the Lord. If God has done anything in your life, you owe him. Excuse me. You owe the Lord. You owe him a praise. You owe him a righteous life. You owe him, hallelujah, grateful heart. You owe him some thanksgiving. Hallelujah, you owe him. Because if it had not been for the Lord, where would we be today? My heart is heavy today. My heart is heavy. Because I see folks don't want God. They don't want to live holy. We want to please this flesh, mother. Oh, glory to God. And any time you resolve to flee this flesh, amen, you separate yourself from God. You separate yourself from God. Yeah. I want to draw nigh to God. I want to be not in his permissive will, but I want to be in God's perfect will. Yes, I know I got a long way to go. Yes, I know there's some things that I still, hallelujah, I'm still working on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But he gives grace. Hallelujah, God gives us grace to run this race. God, I bless you today, Jesus. Oh, what would I do without the Lord in my life? What would I do without grace? What would I do without the Holy Ghost? Oh, God. Living on the inside of me, that lead and guide me. It is a discerner. Oh, it will warn me. Hallelujah. It will warn me. Hey, and God is a gracious God. He's a loving, he's a kind God. Hallelujah. Oh, God always sends a warning before destruction. Hallelujah. He said, my people. My people perish for lack of knowledge. Hallelujah. My people perish for lack of knowledge. We're rejecting God. God took me to this psalm today. I wanted to cancel the show, but the Lord spoke to me and said, go to your car. I can handle all the traffic coming through the house. Yes, it's family. Family and friends, I appreciate them and I love them. Oh, glory to God. But my Bible told me to come out from among them and be ye separate. Yes, I'm separate. I'm set aside. I know that. That don't make me nobody special. That don't make me holier than thou. But I just don't choose to participate in the activities of my family and friends. Hallelujah. But Paul said, I became all to some that I might win some. He already knew he wouldn't win all. He said that I might win some. I know everybody's not gonna gravitate to holiness. I know everybody's not gonna gravitate to there's a better life. There's a better life, but I gotta keep on sounding the trumpet. I got to keep on standing on the wall, mother, in spite of. Hallelujah, right. In spite of. Hey, no more, Messiah. I didn't see. Hallelujah. But Mother Charity on the line today. Maybe some other ones I wasn't able to get the switchboard up properly. It wasn't showing. There might be some more on the line, but the internet was acting up, and I know one thing that the enemy Hallelujah. The God of this world is having his way. I see my sister Dawn is on the line now. I could see her, and I know he's having his way, but the devil is a lie. I made him out a lie. I said, I'm going on Blog Talk Radio today. Nothing is going to stop me. Ah, glory to God, I'm going on here. If I don't do nothing but read a psalm, that's good enough for me. Ah, you know, no shaya. Hallelujah. Ah, you know, that's good enough for me. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, you know, no more see ya. Glory to God, I bless him today. I give him glory. I give God glory today. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I'm sold out, Mother. Ah, glory to God. I'm sold out. I'm sold out. Sold out for Jesus. I'm sold out. Glory to God, I'm sold out. God, I bless you today, Jesus. Hallelujah. We just thank God for each and every one of you today that tune in. I'm going to open up the lines. Mother Charity, your line is open today. Glory to God. If you'd like to say anything to the listeners today, you're welcome to do so. We praise God for your mother. God, you don't know no more.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Amen. Praise the Lord to everybody. Praise the Lord. Amen. Evangelist Bernard. Amen. I thank you so very much for those scriptures. Amen. Because truly they are just what we need today. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. I'm thankful that you are encouraged today. Hallelujah. Because I was thinking about you. I said, well, let me tune in today. Hallelujah. So much be going on, then I got to think, though she's on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Praise the Lord, amen. But we've had a tragedy over here across the street, directly across the street from me. Those people over there, the house had caught on fire, Lord my Savior, and then one of my neighbors perished in the fire. Yes, right, Gina's husband, St. James, amen. Yeah, he perished in the fire. Praise the Lord. Lord, my God, thank you, Jesus. But the Lord is still good, praise the Lord. Right of all of these things, amen, that we contend with sometime. Glory to God. And the weather just been, we let zero this morning. But you know, I said, in all of this, you know, the Lord was looking out for us, because you know what, all of these different germs floating around, see this kind of weather here, you know, it'll freeze them out, kill out all of these germs. You know, we be sometimes inconvenienced by this kind of weather and stuff, but the Lord is still looking out for us. God is still concerned about us. Hallelujah.
I praise
the Lord, amen, today. Hallelujah. For all of his blessings that he has bestowed upon us, oh God, today. We're going to be praying for you all. Amen. In Jesus' name, y'all stay warm and stay encouraged. Glory to God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, we bless the Lord, Mother. You know, these people were complaining about the 30s. And just imagine you at the zero mark. Oh, glory to God. And they complaining about the 30s. They out here with these beads, and that makes it even colder if you don't have on no gloves, and you out here at these parades standing, and these people throwing these items at you enough to crack your hands and everything. And they really bear that weather and just staying on out there. I just seen a lady and a man just walking up the street. They got like pillowcases of trinkets and beads and items that they have, and they helping one. They hold the couple too. And they got this struggling trying to bring it up the street. I say, my God, my God.
They got the dogs.
They got their parade bees on. So the whole city, everywhere you go, you going to see people just out in the street. Oh,
my
Lord. I thank God I'm delivered. I thank God.
I know that's right.
Woo,
Jesus.
We don't know what it is. We don't know the blessing it is to be in Christ Jesus. We don't know. And sometimes we say it in Psalm 37, be not envious of evildoers. Don't be envious. Glory to God.
Oh, right.
Don't be envious of these people. Hallelujah. You stand the Lord. If you're in Christ Jesus, you're in the best place you could be. They say, fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. The Bible said it goes soon and be cut down. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Oh, I bless
Hallelujah.
The Lord. I did what God told me to do today. They said, you going to cancel your show? No, I'm not. I didn't send out no messages, and I didn't even post on Facebook today because I just felt in my spirit was going to be a small number. But that's all right. When you do what God do, guess what? You are a success. Glory to God, because anytime you are obedient to God, amen, expect the blessings to flow in your life. I bless the Lord today. Glory to God.
Oh, yes.
I wouldn't give this God up that I'm serving. Honey, there is benefits. The psalmist says in 116, verse 12 through 4, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits unto me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord.
People
label you crazy, mother, but that's all right. Guess what? When the Lord called me home, I got a place. Glory to God. I got a place in the kingdom. Amen. So label me crazy if you want. But I'm going to be the one that some of them going to have to call to say the last rites over. My glory to God, and I ain't lying. Hallelujah. I'm going to say what thus say the Lord. Whatever God give me to say, that's what I'm going to say, because I can't put you in heaven. And I sure don't have hell to put you in. But your life, I tell people every day, your life is a witness against you. Your lifestyle, that is going to testify against you.
That's right.
I don't have to say anything. Your very life. I'm on my broadcast. Yes. Hallelujah. I'm in the car. They're saying telephone. In the house. Hallelujah. It's all right. Whoever it is, they'll call back. Hallelujah. But I thank you, Mother. Thank my sister Dawn for being on the line today. I know she's probably at work. Keep us in your prayers. We're looking to start holding services the first Sunday in March. Amen. So we want you all to keep us in your prayers. It's going to be held at here in New Orleans at 1801 Adams Street. This is a cultural arts center. Amen. And we'll be holding services there on Sunday mornings, beginning the first Sunday in March at 10 o'clock a.m. Amen. Amen. And we pray that we can be there until the Lord see fit to lead us elsewhere. Amen, but we're already scheduled to start Sunday morning services at 10 a.m., and that's 1801 Adams Street, and that's New Orleans, Louisiana. Again, you can contact me. Those of you that live in the New Orleans area, you can go to our Facebook page and our Twitter page and see that information. Remember, our pastoral installation celebration, we will be hosting a luncheon that Saturday, which is Saturday, March 21st at 12 o'clock noon, and it will be held at the same place that we will be hosting our
Sunday morning service, 1801 Adams Street. And that Sunday evening at 3:30 p.m., Sunday, March 22nd, will be the installation, amen, and Bishop Leo S. Lewis out of Montgomery, Alabama, my former pastor, will be coming to officiate that installation service that Sunday, March 22nd at 3:30 p.m., and that will be held at 3720 South Broad. That will be held at Bishop Robert C. Blake's smaller satellite church. Amen, and that is at 3720 South Broad Street. So we're looking for you all to support us in that effort. Amen, amen. So please keep that in your on your calendar. Those of you that's not able to come, please sow a generous seed. We need funds. Amen. You can't do ministry without any funds. And we know that God always make provision for the vision. So if you're not able to come, sow a seed into the ministry where we can be blessed to continue on with what the Lord has given us to do here in this city. Pray for our neighborhoods and our community and my family here in the city. Amen, amen, amen. And remember, Pastor Gloria Smith is having another prophetic prayer retreat on April 10th, 11th, and 12th. Amen, and you can go to our website and you can see her information there, Pastor Gloria Smith. Amen. Remember Mother Charity, their prayer line, Monday through Saturday. If you need prayer for anything, you can call in Monday through Saturday. Mother Charity and the saints are there praying at 6 o'clock a.m. Monday through Saturday. Amen, amen. Also pray for their presiding bishop, Bishop J.E. Moore. And I know there's a midwinter conference coming up in Lansing, Michigan. My Uncle Alfred, their church is hosting that. His son is now the pastor of that church, Bishop Alfred Singleton. So it'll be hosted there in Lansing, Michigan. So those of you that are traveling to the midwinter, God bless you. We are praying for success there in that midwinter conference. Amen, amen. Give Deborah our love, Mother Charity. Amen.
Yes, so we sure will.
All right. We thank God for you. Tomorrow we will be starting our series, The Acts of the Apostles. Amen. So we will be on chapter 1 tomorrow, and we will be scheduling people to talk on every book in the book of Acts. Amen. The Acts of the Apostles. This is our third year visiting this series, and the Lord laid that on our heart to expound chapter per chapter each and every day, one chapter per day. So we have 28 chapters. So it may take us all the way to late April or early May to get finished with this book of Acts. Because there's only three, we're only on 3 days a week now. So that means we'll cover two chapters this week because we didn't start out with it today. Amen. We weren't late to start it today, but we will be starting the series on tomorrow. So God bless you all. We love you with the love of God. We're going to close on out with Holy One by Anesha. Remember, call in early tomorrow. Can hear those that will be speaking on this series tomorrow. God bless you all. Love you with the love.
And I don't want to lose this fight, no. I fooled around much too long. You see, I don't want
All right. God bless you. I love you with the love of God. We'll see you on tomorrow.